Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. Hello to my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And if you're listening to our program today before sundown, it's still Yom Teruah, the day of the blowing of the shofar, or commonly called Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. But as we've said many times, that's not its biblical nature. But this is a day that Jewish people consider one of the two high holy days, the most important days of the year. Though the scripture doesn't say that, that's what Jewish people believe.
Yeah, so Jewish people are in services today. It is a day of holy convocation, so coming to services is a good thing. And Jewish people pack out synagogues. In fact, Jeff, many traditional synagogues sell tickets for seats on this day. It's a big fundraising day.
Yeah, indeed. And part of the reason for that, though, Ted, as you know, is that Jewish people generally don't take a love offering or a tithe offering at Shabbat services, and part of the reason they don't do that, frankly, is because there's not many people there. But they pay dues for the year and then raise money through this selling of seats because they don't take a weekly collection.
And of course, the other reason most Jewish synagogues, including Messianic Jewish synagogues, don't actually pass the plate on a Sabbath is because of that prohibition against money exchanging hands on Shabbat, on the day of rest. And so in Messianic congregations, we're always torn. We always have a pushki, a little box in the back or the front where people can make donations. But in synagogues, the biggest fundraiser is the high holiday services, today being one of them where the seats are actually sold. And the synagogues are packed.
And they will be full, and there'll be great anticipation for the blowing of the shofar. Friends, once again, we're going to present to you the sounds that will be heard in synagogues all across the world, the blowing of the shofar. But let this sound stir your heart to the understanding that the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God and his Messiah. And he shall reign
forever and forever. Ever that the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, 1 Thessalonians 4:16, and 1 Corinthians 15:52,
Matthew 24:31,
will come true in the day, the great and terrible day of the Lord, accompanied by the sound of the shofar,
the ram's horn, the trumpet of God. Tekiya. Shevorim, Teruah. Tekiah Gadola. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, so friends, use this opportunity, even today, though this feast is now underway and we'll be ending at sundown, use this opportunity to talk to your Jewish friends. Hey, did you hear the shofar? What did you think? And then you know what that means, don't you? And they don't. They don't.
But you
can tell them, right?
You certainly can. If you want to start easy, you know, you may start in Joshua. You may go to Gideon. You can go to Zechariah 9:14, where he prophesies the Lord himself will blow the shofar. But of course, it's the words of Jesus, Yeshua, our Messiah, that says that in the great and terrible day of the Lord, at the day of his return, it will be accompanied by the Lord himself blowing, sounding that ram's horn, and perhaps it will be on a day of the sounding of the ram's horn.
We repeat, when God set up the feasts of his feasts, and in particular right now, the Feast of Trumpets, he had Jesus in mind. And that's why Jesus said, I have not come to destroy the law, but fulfill it. He will fulfill the Feast of Trumpets when he returns at the sound of the trumpet of God. That's the real reason for the Feast of Trumpets. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Friends, we are Messianic Minutes. You can get in touch with us through the website, Messianic Minutes, all one word, messianicminutes.com.
And we'd love to hear from you. You may send a financial gift if you'd like, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichin.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
God of Jacob.